so grateful to have you part of the KXOJ family today.
Speaking of family, you know, Dave, we've been talking about how to be healthy and happy at home while we're all social distancing.
Yeah.
And then I remembered very quickly that I live with my very own mental health professional.
There you go.
So we're going to talk now to KXOJ's very own psychotherapist, my husband, Jeff Rent.
Jeff! What's up, man?
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for being here. What's happening with you? How's it going being quarantined?
It's going great.
Yeah.
I think it's important to remember when you're trying to stay healthy and happy during the time that you're sheltering in place that you need to appreciate the upside of this time, not forget what an opportunity it is to enjoy the love of your family, hang out, talk more than you normally would. Life will get back to normal someday, so we need to remember this is not going to last forever. We got the best scientists and doctors working on this, and it is a hard time, especially for first responders and things, and doctors and healthcare workers, but how hard is it really to get up in the morning, take your PJs off, and put your PJs on and go to work, you know?
Absolutely.
So enjoy the interaction of other people. I think that that's important to keep that up. Not just watch TV, but to actually play some games. Katie and I have been doing this thing called Chatbox, where we ask each other questions about our lives and learn new things about each other. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Also, it's important to learn new skills.
Gotcha.
I think it's a great time to do something new. Like, I've been learning to play the bass guitar. It's something I've always wanted to do, and it's been a blast to do. I'm taking time to really learn to read music, bass clef, and something new in my life that I've always wanted to do. People can grow a garden, but learn a new skill. Do some new stuff. It's a good time to do that.
Awesome.
And remember to keep up your routines also, to exercise. I'd not been sleeping very well, and I exercised yesterday again, and slept great all night and feel good. So we can feel good. This is so much easier to get through than some of the other things that society has been through in terms of other flu epidemics or wars or whatever. And so we will get through this together. Be kind to one another, support one another. I think that's the important thing to maintain during this time.
Wow, those are great ideas. And I do love the fact that, you know, we were talking about this a little bit off the air, Jeff, that I go to work and then I go home and I spend time with my family. I go to work, go home, and spend time with my family. That's not a bad thing at all.
No, there's an upside to everything, and there's a good upside to this.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for taking time.
Yep, you bet. It's great to talk to you, Dave.
Thank you.
Pray for our healthcare workers and that everybody is kind to one another.
I like the kindness factor in it. It really is like we have a little trail behind our house, and every once in a while we'll see people that I don't think that we've ever seen before, because they've just always been either cloistered in their home or they're working all the time, and now they're out and about, and we're like from afar. I mentioned this to Katie last week. Hi, we're the Westons, just saying hello. it's cool. You know, once this is all done, we'll go over to their house and maybe have dinner.
Yeah, that sounds great, Dave. You know, I was thinking how lucky we are to have online opportunities connect.
Yeah.
Even back in 2005, people didn't have that. So it's really cool to be able to use Zoom and FaceTime and Viber and those kind of apps to connect with your family that you can't be with right now.
Great advice. Thanks so much, man.
Yep. Have a great day, bro.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.